So, this one will be, I think, even shorter, but we're just in time, actually, so it's nice. In this talk, I will talk about Solène's tool, Drist, and how it helped me save a lot of time, and what she thinks are the negative features, and something that's missing from Drist actually works for me and makes my choices to be simpler and more effective. So I do not agree that Drist is missing stuff. It just rather forces the user to rethink some deployments. So in basics, Drist is a tool for configuration deployment. It's quite simple to understand and much smaller than its alternatives, which come in various forms, various languages, and various sizes. Yes, I said that. Some alternatives to this are Ansible, Puppet, or any other hipster tool. But some. Oh, you don't have sound? Okay. Works for some. Try to record. Okay, good. And yes, so you have the alternatives, which are hipster tools, but one alternative that I used before is Slack, and not the chat system, but something that came from Debian. It's much simpler than the other alternatives, and it's quite similar to Drist, except it's written in, I think, Perl, if I remember. Drist is written in just POSIX shell. And Slack uses a pull method, which requires a lot more configuration because it requires users or admins to set up cron jobs, and having a central servers to pull configurations from, and then you have to push your configurations to the central server. So it's usually also not instant. But it has a different security model than Drist, because with Drist you have SSH keys locally on your machine with access to all of your servers. But in this way, with Slack, there is no central point of failure in this way, because all your machines use different keys to connect to just your Slack repository. But anyway, that's a topic for later, and you can read some stuff about Slack on the in the man pages and in the code itself. With Drist, the methodology is to write simple modules and to just push your configurations, files, and scripts to different servers from a central place. I have a server at home to do this, and this server I keep secure because of the before-mentioned problems. It can access all the other servers in my server network. The layout I use is a directory, a Git repository with simple modules, and I use some for Qemu's VMs, some for my DNS server, some for my binaries and scripts, and some for my TLS certificates. A simple module for deploying virtual machines would look like this. And there is a config.mk, which is a supplement to the makefile, which holds the configuration, holds the list of the servers. Then there are files per server, and a script that does some extra things like symlinking these init scripts, and also possibly starting or restarting the machines if something changes. So all the logic you need to do, you do in this script, and it lets you do things after you push your files. So as Celine also mentioned, you can do various checks to see if you need to make any changes and run them. A less simple module would be with deploying TLS certificates. So there are also some extra scripts which I can run in order to generate new certificate or just to remove all existing certificate. I do this with the certpot, which fetches Let's Encrypt certificates, and I do it through DNS. So I can have wildcard certificates and then have them have less certificates and just push them on any server I need. And I don't get the bad cop in Firefox if I fail. The configuration is quite simple. So also what Celine recommends is just having a makefile for this. So I have a as you see here, the makefile is a symlink to the top of the tree structure, and I for every module I use the same makefile, and then the change in modules is the config where I list different servers, and then the script can be for all servers or per server, and it helps me restart and handle file permissions. So one thing that I actually do and I rethink this approach is it makes me write these scripts in a way that I actually spend more time thinking about them and writing a better security model than just having some automatic Ansible thing or even Slack that handles this for me, but it can always fail in a way. With this, I have full control. Writing new modules is quite simple. So I can just make a directory in my module tree. I symlink the makefile, I add a server to the config, and I add a file, and I can just run make, and it's super fast. It takes a lot less time to just push some files and run a script rather than having some Ansible or Puppet load Java VM or whatever it is and use a gigabyte of memory to just push a file. Instead we have rsync and SSH. So that's I think that's it. Yes. And I thank you, Celine, for making me save time and rethink my ways of deploying. If there are questions, go on. We have 10 more minutes until Benjamin has his talk. Thank you.